Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Moving across now to the United States in order to discuss what is really happening there is Irina Zuckerman, a human rights and national security lawyer. She's based in the United States, and we wanted to ask her about this development. Irina, good morning. I'm hoping you're well. What can you tell us about the new U.S. bill or policy directive reviewing the American alliances?
On the previous version that was introduced in February 2024. The new version was introduced in the House in early April. It proposes a review, a very comprehensive review of the bilateral relations, and it seeks to identify South African government and ANC officials eligible for sanctions. The bill reflects concerns from Congress about South Africa's perceived alignment with the particular groups, specifically and states, adversarial states to the U.S., China, Russia, Iran, and Hamas. It mandates the president to conduct a thorough review and to report to Congress within 120 days of its enactment. Today, it has passed through a committee in the House and is awaiting a potential vote from the overall House, although it's not considered on track to become a law. It doesn't have a wide popularity.
It's unlikely to become law. So then what is the purpose of pursuing a bill like this that is probably not going to be enacted into law?
Essentially, it's not a top priority, and the administration, which has been pushing some aspects of that bill, has focused almost exclusively on the land expropriation law and issues related to the treatment of white farmers or alleged treatment of white farmers. Trump and some of his supporters in Congress have criticized South Africa's land reform policies, including the expropriation bill, which allows the government to confiscate land without compensation in some cases. There's also, of course, the general tensions over Israel, over relations with China and Iran, and so forth. But this seems to be the biggest issue, and for many lawmakers, it's just not such a big concern amidst the various crises. And South Africa has also been lobbying heavily in the United States, and it's believed to be a nuisance. It's believed to be,
that's one way of looking at us. I think South Africa is I think we are a bit of a nuisance, which is a problem.
Yeah, I mean, many people find it very problematic, but is it enough for them to terminate the relations and to go forth with putting on embargoes and sanctions and things like that? I'm not entirely sure. I think there is a lot of business dealings in the background also that make it complicated to prioritize this issue.
Is this connected? You mentioned the whole farmer issue, land expropriation. How much of this is also connected to Israel, to the case at the ICJ, to South Africa's relationship with Iran?
Those issues are kind of in the background, and different members of the House have been pushing this bill for different reasons. The problem is, with the exception of the white farmer issue, none of this has been a particular priority for the administration. Yes, Secretary Rubio has not been happy with the ICJ case, and the administration has sanctioned some of the judges on the ICC court, which is also linked to this whole situation as well. And some of the same people are actually working on it and pushing it.
Right.
But they have not really prioritized this issue. No one has championed the South Africa ICJ case or the South Africa Iran case the way Elon Musk has championed the white farmers' situation.
Right. That is where we do need to leave it, unfortunately. It is 6:46. That is Irina Zuckerman talking to us about this bill in the United States, unlikely to become law, but certainly expresses a very concerning sentiment. I'd love your thoughts. Mark says, how can the ANC be allies and support countries whose constitutional values are completely in stark contrast to South Africa's constitutional value? By doing this, the ANC is proving how immoral and corrupt it is.